1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
It was Dutch theologian and statesman Abraham Kuyper who said that man was created with a threefold dignity. God gave him a mind to know God, a heart to love God, and a will to obey God. Reformed Theological Seminary, where I serve, talks a lot about having a mind for truth, a heart for God, and a life for ministry. When we think about shaping the next generation of Christian leaders, this is what we hope for. RTS is a graduate school that trains pastors and ministry leaders for the global church. We were founded 50 years ago by a group of pastors who had an unwavering commitment to the inerrancy of the Bible, Reformed theology, and the Great Commission. Today, we have 1,600 students on 8 campuses from 60 denominations, and by God's grace, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of our founding. For the past 2 days on Take 5, we've been talking about how to have a mind for truth and a heart for God. Today, I want us to think about how to have a life for ministry. There is a connection between these three things. A life for ministry flows out of truth. We would not know about the importance of ministry apart from the teaching of Jesus. But it also flows out of a heart for God. In the Bible, there's an inseparable connection between our relationship with God and our relationship with people. You see this in the Great Commandment itself. We're to love God and love people. We're not to be reservoirs of God's love, but to be channels so that His love flows through us towards others. When we say that we want our students to have a life for ministry, we mean that we want them to graduate with their minds shaped by truth, their hearts aflamed with love for God, and we also want them to have a passion to serve people. So how does one get this vision for ministry? It begins when we encounter Jesus Christ, and He takes residence in our lives. We love because He first loved us. His sacrifice for us on the cross motivates our sacrificial love for others. But second, having a life for ministry takes place when we grasp the deep connection between truth and love. Jesus Himself was full of grace and truth. And while we stand for the truth of God's Word, we have to also stand in a way in which we're known by our love. Francis Schaeffer never tired of saying, "The mark of the Christian is love." Of course, he was only echoing Jesus, who said, "By this all people will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another." Third, having a life for ministry means that we're ready to go on a servanthood journey as we follow Christ. The journey involves denying self, which is very hard to do in this me-centered age. And then it involves serving others. Okay, but that's not all. Following Him involves something more. Jesus calls us not simply to acts of service, but to an identity as a servant. That is, He calls us to a redirected life, to take up our cross and follow Him as servants, which is what the word minister and ministry mean. Are you ready to follow Him like that, to have a life for ministry? This is the good life, according to Jesus. As we do this, we not only extend life, but we also find life, for it is in giving that we receive. Do you have a life for ministry? Are you a servant of Jesus Christ? Our vision for you as you listen to this broadcast is that, like our students, you might also have a mind for truth, a heart for God, and a life for ministry. Perhaps you believe in the importance of training future pastors and leaders who have this passion. If you do, may I humbly ask you to pray for us and consider supporting us financially to help scholarship future pastors so they finish their program without debt. We think that training future leaders like this is one of the most strategic, kingdom-important things that any of us can do for the coming decade.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helped you gain a better understanding of life from a Christian perspective and deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to the program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage at rts.edu/Orlando.